بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our session number 35. Session number 35, which will be the continuation and completion of lesson 30. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Session 35, Lesson 35, completed. From the homework assignments, we should have reviewed the English key, especially point number 1, dealing with the tamyiz of al-dhat and al-nisbah on pages 131 and 133, and also a quick review of exercise number 2, which is the Arabic explanation of al-tamyiz, al-dhat and al-nisbah on pages 251 and 253. Now, we covered these in the previous session, but definitely I think it was beneficial to review them, both the English key and the Arabic explanation of al-tamyiz and its two types. Also tonight for homework, today for homework, inshallah, we will be reading and translating and checking your answers to exercises 3 through 10, yani, which identify tamyiz and its different types on pages 253 and 254. So last week, alhamdulillah, we covered yani the topic of a tamyiz from the English key and from the Arabic text. And this week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to, yani the exercise 1 and 2 we did last week, 2 was the Arabic explanation. And what we're going to do today is going to be to pick up where we left off, exercise 3 through 10, inshallah. So, quick review of the English key explanation of a tamyiz. So, in the explanation of the English key on page 131, in this lesson we learn a tamyiz. The definition of a tamyiz, it is a noun used to specify and define an indeterminate idea contained in the previous word or in the whole sentence. So it is a noun that is used to specify that which is indeterminate, to clarify, to define something that is not yani determined in the previous word or in the whole sentence. So if it's in the previous word, this is what is known as tamyiz al-dhat, and if it's in the whole sentence, it's what's known as tamyiz al-nisba. And then they give us an example of each of them. Sharibtu litran haliban. I drank a liter of milk. So the word liter here refers to an amount, but the meaning is not complete unless we say an amount, yani a liter of what? Water, milk, etc. Okay, so this is the tamyiz that specifies or defines the indeterminate idea in the previous word. Yani, specifying or defining the indeterminate idea that's contained in the whole sentence is the second example. Ibrahim ahsanu minni khattan. Ibrahim is better than me, yani, in regards to what? In regards to handwriting. There are many things in which one may be better than the other. In this example, khattan specifies, clarifies, defines the particular aspect or quality that he is better than him in. Alright, the tamyiz, very importantly, is mansub. It's from the mansubat, those things that are going to be primarily, yani, originally it is mansub. There are two types of tamyiz. Tamyiz al-dhat, this comes afterwards denoting quantity. And then there's tamyiz al-nisba, which is used to specify or determine or define an indeterminate idea contained in the whole sentence. Two types of tamyiz. Tamyiz al-dhat, it comes afterwards denoting quantity, and there are four types of quantity: the number, the misaha, which is a linear measurement, the kail, which is a volume or measure of capacity, and al-wazn, which is yani the weight of something. Four types of quantity: number, linear measurement, capacity, and weight. We also said that words resembling words of quantity also take tamyiz. So kem resembles a number when you say how many. So it is also, it's not a specific number, but it resembles a number, so it also can take tamyiz. Likewise, يعني قدر راحة, the size of a palm of a hand. It's not a specific measurement, but it's like a linear measurement. So it also like المساحة, يعني linear measurements, it takes 10 years. كيس, يعني a sack or a large bag, is not a specific يعني measurement of volume or capacity, but it resembles measures of volume or capacity, so it can also take 10 years. And finally, مثقال ذرة, we said, in atom's weight, يعني resembles measurements of weight, though it's not a specific weight, but it resembles measurements of weight, and therefore it can take, it should also take 10 years. So, there are four types of quantities under 10 years at that, and there are also words which resemble those four types of quantities, and all of them may need, require a word that clarifies or defines exactly what is intended by that quantity. Finally, tamyiz as that may also be majrur, either because of the preposition min or because of al-idafa. So it may also, even though originally it's mansub, but it may sometimes be majrur in these two ways. As for tamyiz as that, we said it is used to specify and define an indeterminate idea contained in a whole sentence. This student is good in regards to what? Yani hasuna hadha talibu, that's a sentence. But it's not completely clear, yani what he is good at, unless we bring the tamyiz khuluqan or adaban or khattan or whatever. Yani he is good in what? In manners, in character, and so on. In writing. This tamyiz can be construed as either the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi of the sentence, meaning that the sentence could be reworded in such a way that the tamyiz becomes the fa'il of the sentence, or the maf'ulun bi, and they gave us examples of that, and we had a chance to read it for homework. What is important is that the tamyiz can, the sentence can be reworded so that the tamyiz becomes the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi. This tamyiz, the tamyiz and nisbah, is always mansub, unlike the tamyiz that, which can be majrur because of min or idafa. This tamyiz is always mansub. Also, in this English key, we had a new pattern for the master: fu'lun, yani the fa taking dhamma, the ayn taking sukoon, as in shurbun and shukrun and so on. And we also learned a second type of fi'l, at-ta'ajjub. And in book 2, lesson 9, we had ma ajmala an-nujuma, and now we have yani akthir bin-nujum. Yani the previous pattern was ma af'ala, yani with the verb yani taking fatta, and then the object of the verb also taking fatta, like ma ajmala an-nujuma. And now we have this pattern, af'il bihi, af'il bihi, yani akthir bin nujum, yani ma afqarahu, yani afqir bihi, and so on. Alright, so this is a quick review of the English key, and primarily what we intended by the review of the English key, primarily we intended the notes related to at-tamyiz. Quick review of exercise number 2. From the Arabic explanation of tamyiz on page 251 and 252, and it continues to 253. Just a quick review. Yani exercise number 2 says ishtaraytu mitaraini waraqan. I purchased 2 meters of paper. So mitra is a misafa, linear measurement, and it requires tamyiz to clarify 2 meters of what? Waraqan. Here, waraqan is the tamyiz. What is the definition of tamyiz? In Arabic, it says ismun nakiratun, an indefinite noun, mutadamminun ma'na min, which contains within it the meaning of min, libayan ma qablahu min ijmal, to clarify what came before it, that is indeterminate or unspecified. Yani contains the meaning of min. For example, عندي متر حريرا. Okay. Second example, حسنا حامد خلقا. يعني this is an example of tamyiz that عندي متر حريرا and حسنا حامد خلقا. يعني I have a meter of silk. That's Tamyiz al-Dhat. Because Mitra is a Misafa. It's a linear measurement. It's one of the four quantities that come under Tamyiz al-Dhat. Hasuna Hamidun Khuluqan. Yani Hasan is good in character. This is Tamyiz al-Nisba because of the word, the Tamyiz word here is clarifying that which is unspecified or indeterminate in the whole sentence. فَتَقْدِيرُ جُمْلَتَيْنِ So how do we understand? Yani what is the intended meaning of these two sentences? Yani Endi mitrun harirun. What is intended is Endi mitrun min harirun. I have a meter of silk. Hasuna hamidun khuluqan. What is intended? Hasuna hamidun min jihati khuluqihi. That Hasan is good from the perspective of any in consideration or regards to his character. Then it says tamyiz now and the tamyiz of two types. Tamyiz al-dhat, which yani clarifies the word before it, and tamyiz al-nisba, which clarifies the sentence before it. It says tamyiz al-dhat huwa al-waqi ba'da maqadir, yani it is the word that comes after quantities. Wal maqadir arba'atu anwa, and the quantities of four types. Number one of them is numbers, a second of them is linear measurements, mamsuhat, it's singular, misaha. A third of them is al-mikalat, it's singular, kail, yani volume or capacity measurements, and the fourth of them is mawzunat or al-wazn, yani weight measurements. وَيُلْحَقُ بِهِ الدَّالَ عَلَى مَا يُشْبِهِ الْمِقْطَاءِ And also sometimes, yani the same rule is applicable to those expressions that resemble quantities, that resemble numbers like kam, or that resemble a linear measurements like the size of the palm of a hand, or that resemble capacity or volume measurements like jarratu ma'a, yani a jar of water, or that resemble weight measurements, yani wazn, like mithqal dharratin. Its ruling concerning the tamyiz, yajuz nasbuhu, yani it's permissible that it be mansub as in indi, mitrun hariran, wa yajuz jarruhu bi min, and it may also be majrur if you use the preposition min, indi, mitrun min hariran, kama yajuz jarruhu bil idafa, and this is in reference to the tamyiz as that. Yani it may be mansub, or it may be majrur by min, or it may be majrur because of idafa, like indi, mitru, Haririn, mitru haririn, mudaf mudaf ilay. So this is the tamyiz as that. It can also be majrur because of min or because of idafa. وَقَدْ يُضَافُ الدَّالَ عَلَى مِقْدَارِ إِلَى غَيْرِ التَّمْيِيزِ And it's possible that words resembling quantity may also take tamyiz, yani where a word is connected in idafa to another word to formulate that which resembles one of the four types of quantities like qadru rahatin or mil'u ardin and so on or mil'u kafin. Tamyiz al-nisba huwa ma fassara jumlatan mubhamata an-nisbati. Mubhamata an-nisbati. Yani is that which clarifies the sentence which is unclear in regards to what. Yani it is good, it is Yani big, it is great in regards to, in what sense. For example, حَسُنَ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ خُلُقًا Yani this sentence is مُبْهَمَ النِّسْبَ Yani in regards to what is he good is unclear. So the تَمْيِز خُلُقًا makes clear that this student is good in what? In خُلُق. So it's مُبْهَمَ النِّسْبَ Yani in regards to what he is good or great or better, yani is unclear without the تَمْيِز. فَإِنَّ نِسْبَةُ الْحُسْنِ إِلَى الطَّالِبِ مُبْهَمَةٌ تَحْتَمِلْ أُمُورٍ كَثِيرَةٍ Yani what he is good in regards to, the student, what he is in regards to what he is good, is مُبْهَمَة, it's not clear. And it is possible that it could be applicable to many things, so the تَمْيِيز, فَجَاءَ تَمْيِيز خُلُقًا لِإِزَالَةَ هَذَا الْإِبْهَامِ So that the word, the تَمْيِيز خُلُق, comes here to, yani, clarify to define the indeterminate idea of that sentence. من تمييز النسبة ما كان أصله فاعلا يعني from the تمييز النسبة the تمييز sometimes يعني could be the sentence could be reconstructed where the تمييز would become the فاعل. For example حسن الطالب خلقا يعني the student is good in character. Character here is the تمييز. If we reread word the sentence we can say حسن خلق الطالب Yani the character of the student was good. In this case, khuluq becomes the fa'il. وَمِنْهُ مَا كَانَ أَصْلُهُ مَفْعُولًا. And sometimes the tamyiz originally could be the maf'ul. For example, فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Yani we exploded the earth with yani uyun, streams. تَقْدِيرُهُ, this could be understood as فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ. Yani we have exploded these springs of the earth, in which case uyun, the tamyiz in the first sentence, becomes the maf'ulun bi. حُكْمُهُ أَنَّهُ مَنْسُوبُ وَلَا يَجُوزْ جَرُّهُ. Yani the ruling concerning this type of tamyiz and nisbah is that it is mansub and it's not permissible for it to be majroor. And it says here, فيه تفصيل سندرسه في ما بعد inshallah. But there are some further details that could be discussed, yani some exceptions that we'll study later inshallah. Okay, now we go to the exercises after this, yani quick review of the core of the lesson, yani the tamyiz of its two types, as that and the nisbah, and the different quantities under tamyiz, as that, yani numbers, weight measurements, capacity measurements, and linear measurements. And then the hukm concerning tamyiz is that it is originally mansub, but it can be majroor from min or idafa, and tamyiz and nisba, yani is only mansub. Alright, so that being said, let's go to exercise number three, which we were supposed to do last week, but we didn't get to it. We're going to do it today. We read the dialogue, but we didn't do the exercise number three. So exercise number three is, says, استخرج ما في الدرس من أمثلة التمييز واذكر نوع كل واحد منها. يعني derive or extract from the lesson, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 250. Extract from the dialogue examples of tamyiz and mention the type of each one of them. Is it tamyiz that or tamyiz and nisbah? Okay, so I'm numbering my dialogue. I didn't number it before, from 1 through 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, so there's 16 lines, just so we can kind of go through it a little bit quickly. Any tamyiz that's in this dialogue, you have to identify which type it is. Alright, so in the first line, we have nothing from tamyiz. In the second line, we have na'am, ishtaraytu mitraini waraqan wa khamsata ashara qalaman. So we have yani mitraini waraqan. Waraqan is the tamyiz for mitraini. This is misaha, yani linear measurement. And then qalaman is the tamyiz for the adad, the number khamsata ashara. Nothing in line 4 and 5 we have. لِيَقْتُبْهَا أَحْمَدُ فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنِّي خَطًا. Okay, so khatan is the tamyiz nisba for the sentence. إِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنِّي. He is better than me in what? In handwriting. Okay, line 8. We have Zahir says, لِيَقْرَأَهَا حَامِدٌ فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُنَا تِلَاوَةً وَأَجْمَلُنَا صَوْتًا. Yani, let Hamid do the reading, for he is better than us in reciting. And he is more beautiful, yani, in terms of his voice. His voice is more beautiful. He is the most beautiful voice from amongst us. So here we have تِلَاوَةً is the tamyiz nisbah for the sentence innahu ahsanuna. He is the best of us, yani in tilawa, in reciting. And we also have the tamyiz sawtan, yani for the sentence ajmaluna, and he is the most beautiful of us in terms of his voice, in terms of his voice. And both of these are tamyiz and nisbah. In line 9 we have wa man ahsanu قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةِ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. يعني قَوْلًا is the tamyiz and nisbah in reference to the sentence وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ, who is better, يعني in speech. In line 11 we have فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. And then we have وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. يعني from the Quran, Surah Zalzal, 99th surah 7th and 8th ayat. We have khayran is the tamyiz for mithqala dharratin. Yani this is tamyiz that, yani it's from those expressions that resemble, yani one of the quantities of tamyiz that is, yani a volume. Weight. Yani it resembles weight. Mithqala dharratin khayra, and also mithqala dharratin sharra is also tamyiz for mithqala dharra. Yani it resembles, yani one of the four quantities of tamyiz that is weight, wazn. Then we have in line 13, mashallah, ahsan bika qari'an. Yani oh how beautiful he is. Yani you are in reciting. Oh how beautiful you are in reciting. Ahsan bika qari'an. Qari'an is the tamyiz, yani of the sentence before it. Yani so this is tamyiz and nisbah. Yani he is, oh how beautiful you are in reciting as a reader of Quran. Then it says, Mala Allah qalbaka sururan kama mala'ta qulubana bahjatan wa sururan. So here we have sururan is a tamyiz nisbah for the sentence, Mala Allah qalbaka, may Allah fill your heart with happiness, kama mala'ta qulubana, just as you have filled our hearts, bahjatan, with joy and delight, with sururan, and happiness. So bahjatan and sururan are tamyiz al-nisba, and also sururan is tamyiz al-nisba for the sentences before them. Line 15, naam, we have the hadith, Amara Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bi zakat al-fitra, sa'an, that's a measure of volume, for yani from the measures, from the quantities of tamyiz, as that, sa'an min tamrin. And here the tamyiz is min, tamrin is majrur because of min, and then sa'an min sha'irin, sha'irin, again is the tamyiz, it's majrur because of min, and the measurement, sa'an, is a measure of volume, kail. Alright, that's the end of what we wanted to look at for this exercise number 3. Now we're going to, that was from last week's homework that we were supposed to have done for last week, no problem. Now we'll go on to exercise number 4. Exercise number 4 says, Ayin at-tamyiz fi ma yali wadhkur naw'ahu. Yani identify the tamyiz in what follows and mention its type. Yani, is it tamyiz at that? One of the four types of quantities that come under tamyiz at that? Or is it tamyiz and nisbah? Yani, which clarifies what's unclear in the sentence before it. Ayin at tamyiz fima yali wadhkur na'uhu. So identify the tamyiz in the sentences that follow, 1 through 8. And then identify, is it, what type of tamyiz? Is it tamyiz at that or tamyiz and nisbah? The first sentence, Ana akbaru minka sinnan. I am bigger than you in age. Or I am older than you. Yani the meaning of it. I am bigger than you in age. So here, sinnan is tamyiz and nisbah. It's clarifying what's unclear in the sentence. Yani, I am bigger than you in regards to what? In regards to sin, in regards to age. Number two, Ishtari kilograman sukkaran wa litraini labanan. Purchase a kilogram of sugar and 2 liters of milk. So, sukkaran is the tamyiz of kilogram. Yani, which is tamyiz at that, in reference to wazn. And labanan is the tamyiz at that as well, for litraini, which is the quantity or measure of kale, yani volume or capacity. Number 3, qara'atu ishrina safhatan. I read 20 pages. Here safhatan is the tamyiz of the number ishrin. Yani so this is tamyiz at that, yani related to one of the four quantities, that is numbers, al-adad. Number 4, طاب المدرس نفسا. يعني the teacher was طاب, يعني very good in terms of his يعني self, his inner self. He was very very good person. طاب المدرس نفسا. يعني here نفسا is the تمييز and نسبة in reference to, يعني in regards to what was the teacher good. طاب المدرس, he was good in what? نفسا, يعني as a person, he was a good person. Number 5, غرست البلدية الشوارع شجرا. The بلدية, the municipality, يعني the city government, has غرست الشرار, has planted in the streets شجرا, يعني trees. So شجرا is the تمييز and نسبة in reference to the sentence. يعني the بلدية, the municipality, has planted the streets. يعني planted the streets with what? يعني with trees. Number 6, from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 50th Ayat, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. And who is better than Allah in judging, in ruling? حُكْمًا is the تَمْيِيز and nisbah. يعني Allah, who is better than Allah, meaning no one is better than Allah. Allah is better than everyone and anything, and anything in regards to what? Here it is in reference to حُكْمًا, in judging. And Allah is better than everyone and everything and everything. Number 7, from Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 69th Ayat, كَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. So here in this sentence, يعني the meaning of the ayat, like those who were before you, كانوا أشد منكم, they were stronger than you, I mean they were أشد, يعني منكم, يعني they were أشد شديد, يعني firm, in terms of what? In terms of their strength, in strength. وَأَكْثَرَ, and they were more than you, in terms of, in regards to amwalan, wealth, and awladan. Yani they had more wealth than you and more children than you, and they were stronger than you. Ashaddu quwwatan. So quwwatan is tamyiz. At that it clarifies ashaddu minkum in terms of what? In terms of strength. And amwal and awlad is tamyiz for akthar. They were more than you in what? Yani in regards to your wealth and in regards to your children. And finally, number 8, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 69th Ayat. And حَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and these are so good as, يعني companions. يعني they are good, these or those are good in terms of what? In terms of being, يعني companions. حَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ, يعني they are, these, those are good in terms of what? رَفِيقًا, in terms of companionship. This is تَمْيِيز and نِسْبَة as well. طيب, after this exercise number 5, أكمل كل جملة. All of these exercises are related. Exercise number 3, exercise number 4, exercise number 5, and exercise number 6 are all related to التمييز, which is the core of the lesson. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بتمييز مناسب. يعني complete each sentence from what follows with an appropriate, suitable تمييز. اشتريت مترا, I purchased a meter of what? يعني قماشا, of fabric or material. This is تمييز at that, يعني because it is a quantity that is one of the four quantities of تمييز at that, that is مساحة, a linear measurement. Number 2, املا الكوبة لبنان, fill the milk with what? With, I mean, fill the cup with لبن, with milk. Here, this لبنان is تمييز at that, يعني it is referring back to one of the four qualities of تمييز at that is كيل, or volume, or capacity. Number 3, حامد أكثر الطلاب نشاطا. يعني حامد is more than the other students in terms of his activity, nashatan. This is tamyiz and nisbah, يعني نشاطاً being the تمييز clarifying what is indeterminate in the sentence. That Hamid is more than the other students in terms of what? In regards to what? In regards to his activity. يعني he's very, very active. نعم. Alright, the exercise number 5 continues on the next page, 254. It says, من أحسنكم خطا, for example. Who is the best of you in writing? This would be تمييز and نسبة, as the word, and he clarifies what is indeterminate or undefined in the whole sentence. من أحسنكم, who is the best of you? Could be in reference to other things. خطا, could be in تلاوة, could be in adaban, khuluqan. So here, khattan is the tamyiz and nisba, clarifying what's indeterminate, undefined in the sentence. Number 5, uridu diraman dhahaban. I want a gram of gold. This is tamyiz as that. Of the one of the four types of quantities of tamyiz is that, al-wazan, weight. يعني غرام is a weight. أريد غراما يعني ذهبا. طيب. Exercise number 6 also continues with تمييز, with the subject of تمييز. إندي صاع برا. يعني it's showing us that تمييز at that, even though originally it is منسوب from the منسوبات, تمييز at that can also be مجرور in one of two ways, if the tamyiz is preceded by min, or if the tamyiz comes as the mudaf ilayhi. All right, indi sa'an burran. Here it is mansub. I have a sa'a, yani which is a measurement of capacity, yani kale. I have a sa'a of wheat. Ij'al al-tamyiz fi hadhihi al-jumla majruran bimin marra wa bil-idafati marratan ukhra. So make the tamyiz in this sentence majroor. Instead of here it is burran, yani mansub, make it majroor by using min one time and by using idafa another time. So we can say indi sa'un burran, we can change it indi sa'un min bur. I have a sa' of wheat. Or indi sa'u burran with a single dhamma on sa', yani because it's the mudaf. Mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. Andi sa'u burrin. I have a sa' of wheat. The remaining exercises are for the other two matters. The exercise number 7 is, and exercise number 9 are the remaining two matters. And exercise number 8 goes back to tamyiz, oral exercise with tamyiz. So exercise number 7, sunna'un masdar. صنع يصنع يعني the word صنع يعني manufacturing or making something is the masdar, the infinitive, from the verb صنع to make or to manufacture. يصنع وهو على وزن فعل, يعني it is on the wazn, the pattern of فعل, يعني the first radical taking dhamma, the second radical taking sukoon, فعل. هاتي مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعل. يعني give the مصادر, the infinitives for the following verbs on the pattern of فعل. So شرب يشرب, يعني the master on the pattern of فعل will be شرب, drinking. شكر يشكر, to be thankful, the master شكر. ود ودّ يودّ means to love or to like or to be fond of something. ودّ يودّ, the masdar from it would be وُدّن with شد on the del. زهد يزهد, يعني زهد يزهد means to give up or to abandon, يعني like asceticism, يعني to give up the things of the world, to not, يعني to abandon worldly life. زاهد يزهد, يعني the master زهد يعني asceticism. And سكر يسكر يعني which means to become intoxicated or drunk. سكر يسكر يعني its master is سكرن intoxicating. Okay, exercise number 8 again goes back to تمييز. It says تمرين شفوي يقول كل طالب أنا أحسن الطلاب. يعني so this is the oral exercise. Every student says I am the best of the students. أنا أحسن الطلاب. I am the best of the students in regards to what? أنا أحسن طلابي. For example, أدبا in manners. أنا أحسن الطلاب خلقا in character. أنا أحسن الطلاب خطا in handwriting. وأنا أحسن الطلاب علما. I'm the best of the students in terms of knowledge. The rest of the instruction says, every student says, أنا أحسن الطلاب مستعملا تمييزا مناسبا. يعني using an appropriate, suitable تمييز. طيب, exercise number 9, which is the final matter from the English key, that is تعجب, فعل تعجب. للتعجب صيغتان. تعجب, يعني expression of amazement or wonderment, has two wordings. The one that we learned previously is ما أفعله. ما أفعله. يعني the verb أفعل takes فتح and is followed by the مفعول به, which also is going to be منسوب unless it's a pronoun. We say it is مبني في محل نصب. يعني ضمير مبني في محل نصب. ما أفعل. ما أفعله. The second wording صيغة is أفعل به. يعني the verb ends with سكون and then it's used with the preposition be. يعني به, بها, بكم or whatever. For example, ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. Here we see the verb أجمل with فتح and the مفعول به السيارة with فتح. Oh, how beautiful is the car. ما أكبر البيت. Oh, how big is the house. ما أصغر يعني المسجد. Oh, how small is the masjid. The second expression, instead of ما أجمل السيارة, we can say أجمل with سكون بالسيارة. Here, the مفعول به from the previous example, ما أجمل السيارة, مفعول به منصوب بالفتح, يعني becomes مجرور with the preposition be. أجمل بالسيارة, and the meaning is the same. Oh, how beautiful is the car. وفي التنزيل in the Quran, سورة الكهف, 18th سورة, 26th آيات, we have أبصر به وأسمع. أبصر به وأسمع. يعني the meaning here is أبصر به وأسمع به. And what is intended by it is to show amazement at يعني at the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أبصر به. Oh, how يعني beautiful. Oh, how great is his sight. وأسمع. And oh, how great is his hearing. Or as they wrote in the English key, oh, how clearly he sees and how keenly he hears. Yeah, the point is amazement at his basar, at his sight, and amazement at his sama, his hearing. Yani, oh, how great is his sight, and oh, how great is his hearing. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the Quran, we have Surah Maryam, 19th Surah, 38th Ayat. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا. Yani, oh, how great will be Allah's hearing and his sight of them on the day when they will يَأْتُونَنَا, when they will come to us. Surah Maryam, 19:38. So this is actually, I should have went to the tafsir on this, because this is related to the sifat of Allah. Some of the translators said, how clearly will they hear and see on the day when they come to us? Oh, okay, so I should have gone back to the tafsir of this. Oh, how clearly they will hear and see on the day when they will come to us. But today the wrong words are clearly astray. Okay, so the intended meaning here is asmi bihim. It's amazement at how well they will hear wa absir, bihim. And it's amazement at how clearly they will see. How clearly they will hear and how clearly they will see. يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا, on the day when they will come to us, meaning the disbelievers on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now, and then finally Surah Al-Baqarah, example of Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 175. فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. This has been translated in the English key as how patiently they can endure the fire. فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, how patiently they can endure the fire. Allahu A'lam, but again I should have went back to the tafsir, and please pardon me, this is definitely a shortcoming, because when it comes to ayahs from the Quran, it is important to go back to the tafsir and look at the tafsir of these ayat. But in any case, the apparent meaning is amazement at how patiently they will have to bear the punishment in the hellfire. فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ, oh how patient they will be upon the fire. When in reality we know that they will not be able to be patient with the fire. But I think that the meaning, and Allah knows best, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, 175. I think the meaning is, and normally I would look up these ayats in advance, but in any case, Allahu musta'an. The meaning, Jalalain says, strange. فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, أي مَا أَشَدَّ صَبْرُهُمْ وَهُوَ تَعَجُّبْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ إِرْتِكَابِهِمْ مُوجِبَاتَهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ مُبَالَاتْ وَإِلَّا فَأَيِّ صَبْرُ لَهُمْ. Yeah, so in the tafsir of Jalalain, which is very, very brief, and I went to it just because of its brevity, it really explains the meaning here. فَمَا أَبْصَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, مَا أَشَدُّ صَبْرَهُمْ, oh how severe is their patience. The meaning here, what is intended, is this is تَعَجُّب from the believers at the disbelievers committing those type of acts which necessitate them to be punished in the fire without having any concern about the consequence of their actions. In other words, oh how patient they think they could be with the consequence of their actions that demand or require a severe punishment. The believers are expression amazement. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ, oh how patient they think they're going to be with this hellfire. Oh how patient they think they're going to be, because of what? Because of them committing acts that is going to be the cause of them being punished in the hellfire. And they are doing these acts of sin, without having any concern whatsoever. As though it's a light matter. As though the matter is easy. So yeah, this is any very important. Normally I would go back to the tafsir, so I apologize for that. But in any case, the actual meaning here, even though in the translation, I felt a little bit uncomfortable with this translation, how patiently they can endure the fire. Yani, it is amazement at how patiently they think they will endure the hellfire, when in reality they will not be able to endure it patiently. Okay, finally, let's close with this. And again, I'm going to make a note here. If I do this class again, a tafsir. We look at the tafsir for these ayats. Now, actually, I did have a note here saying tafsir, and I didn't do it. Allahumma musta'an. Naam, Allahu musta'an. This is happening when you don't completely prepare. Okay, we're going to close with this. And again, I ask Allah's pardon and His forgiveness for any failure to prepare on this particular point, because this is the Quran and this is the speech of Allah. And it's important that we take great care. We take great care with the Quran and not just take the matter. That we don't translate the Quran just by the Arabic alone without looking at the tafsir. Naam. Naam. Okay, so the end of this exercise, number 9, there are 5 sentences. It says, ta'ajjub or ta'ajjab. This is a command fil amr. Ta'ajjab min ma yati musta'amilan fi'lay at-ta'ajjub. Yani, make an expression of ta'ajjub from what follows by using the 2 verbs of ta'ajjub. Yani, the 2 formulas or the 2 wordings for ta'ajjub. Yani, both ways of expressing ta'ajjub for each of these statements. The first statement is kathratu an-nujum. Yani, it is about the amount, the abundance of the stars. So the expression should be, oh, how many are the stars. So from the first formula, ma afa or ma afalahu, we would say ma akthara an-nujuma, oh, how many are the stars. From the second formula, af'il bihi, we would say akthir bin-nujum, akthir bin-nujum, both of them having the same meaning. The second one, suhulatu al-lugati al-arabiyyati, the simplicity or the ease of the Arabic language. How easy is the Arabic language? We could say from the first expression, yani ma afa'alahu, we would say ma ashala al-lugata al-arabiyyata, ma ashala al-lugata al-arabiyyata. And the second one, second way, we would say ashil bil lughati al arabiyyati, both the meaning, oh, how easy is the Arabic language. The third sentence, bu'adu as samai, yani is an expression, yani amazement at the distance, how far away is the sky. Bu'ad as samai, so oh, how far is the sky. We could say according to the first expression, ma afa'alahu ma abada, with fatta, ma abada as-samaa, mansub with fatta. And the other way, af'il bihi, we would say ab'id bis-samaa'i, majroor with kasra. The fourth one is husnu al-laban, yani the goodness, yani, oh, how good or tasty is al-laban, or pure is al-laban, husnu al-laban. So according to the first expression, ما أفعله, we say ما أحسن اللبن, منصوب with فتح, ما أحسن اللبن, oh, how good is leaven. According to the second way of expressing it, أفعل به, we would say أحسن باللبن, مجرور with كسرة, أحسن باللبن, oh, how good is leaven, milk. And the fifth sentence, قرب الامتحان, the nearness of the examination. So according to the first expression, yani ma afa'alahu, according to the first formula, we would say yani qurb ma aqraba al-imtihana, mansub with fatha. And according to the second way of expressing it, the second formula, أفعل به, we would say, قرب الامتحان أقرب بالامتحان, يعني مجرور with كسر because of the باء. The final exercise, تأمل المثال, يعني reflect, ponder, examine carefully the example, ثم أدخل مل, and then use the word mil, يعني filling something, في خمس جمل على غراره. Then use the expression mil in five sentences على غراره, on the same pattern. Five sentences on the same pattern. So the first one, we could say, أريد مل كفي سكرا. I want مل كفي, يعني the filling of my palm. يعني I want a palm's full of sukkar. يعني a palm full, a handful of sugar. The second one, آتني مل كفي برا. Give me the filling of my palm of wheat. Give me a handful, a palm full of wheat. The third one, أخذت ملء كفي رملا. رملا, يعني I took that which would fill my palm, يعني a palm, handful of sand. The fourth one, قل ملء كفك فستقا. فستقا, يعني eat that which would fill your palm. Eat that which would fill your palm, or a palm or a handful of pistachios. فس, يعني فس, فستقا, فستق. يعني that's a kind of nut, pistachios, right? Number five, ليتلي ملء كفي ذهبا. Oh, I wish that I had that which would fill my palm with gold. يعني a handful, a palm full of ذهبا. ليتلي ملء كفي ذهبا. And in closing, I just want to mention that each of these five sentences, يعني are using the word mil, يعني that which fills, which is from the tamyiz as that, because it is not a specific capacity or volume measure, but it resembles, يعني the measurement of capacity, يعني that fills, يعني what would fill the palm of the hand. So this is an example, this is an example and an exercise that relates to tamyiz as that, specifically to the type of quantity from tamyiz as that is referred to as al-kail, or the measurement of capacity or volume. And each one of the words at the end of the sentence is the tamyiz. Uridu, yani mil'a kaffi, sukkaran is the tamyiz. Atini, mil'a kaffi, burran is the tamyiz. And akhadtu, mil'a kaffi, ramlan is the tamyiz. And kul, mil'a kaffika, fustuqan. Fustuqan is the tamyiz, and in the last one, ذهبًا is the tamyiz. Naam. So this is what we wanted to cover for today. And we're going to finish, looks like a little bit early today, walhamdulillah. Next week, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, we'll be taking a new lesson. And next week's lesson is also quite involved. So I think we will not... we will not attempt to do it in one session, but rather we'll do like we did, lesson 30. We're going to do it in two sessions. The English key begins on page 134, and it is almost four pages long. The dialogue is a page and a half, and the exercises are four pages. So we'll divide it up into two sessions. We'll do the English key in detail in the first session. And along with that, we'll also do the dialogue and maybe just the comprehension question. or maybe the Arabic explanation as well, which is exercise number 2. And then in the second session, we'll do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 13. I'm not sure the exercise number 2, if we'll do it in this first week section. I'll look at it carefully and try to balance it out. So we do half of the lesson in the this week, in this coming week's session, and then the other half in the following week's session. But this lesson is also a very, very important lesson, like Tamyiz, and like Maful al-Mutlaq. It's a very important lesson from the Mansubat, Al-Hal. It is quite involved. It has a lot of matters that we have to look at, and that we have to be aware of, and that we have to memorize. And then it also has a couple of secondary points, a new master pattern, and two more patterns of the broken plural. So these are secondary matters, but the main part of the lesson, 3 pages, is Al-Hal. This is a very important lesson. I hope that we will take the time. We'll take 2 weeks to do it, inshallah. So the first week, inshallah, let's study the English key very, very carefully. Read the dialogue well. And maybe even do the second exercise, which is the Arabic explanation of how. We may have it for homework this week, and then go over it again, in the second week. if we can cover it all, up to exercise number 2. I don't know if we'll be able to do all of that. It looks like a bit much. But maybe we'll just look at it a little bit in this coming session, and then we'll go into detail with it in the next session. We'll see how it goes. I'll make the homework assignments tomorrow, inshallah. But in the meanwhile, lesson number 31, Al-Hal, begin to study and read carefully the English key on page 134-137. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the authentic Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I didn't look at my computer today at all. I'm sorry. I realized that there were some questions there. Can the word malu be used with other words other than kaf? In the same structure, yes. Filling something can be filling the palm of your hand or filling something else. Yes, it can be used with other words other than kef in the same structure. And like a spoonful, cupful, etc. Yes, filling a spoon, filling a cup, absolutely. Jazakallah khair for the question. I'm sorry that I didn't see it until now. But I didn't look at my computer at all during the lesson today. Allahu musta'an, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And again, I was making dua when I looked up at the screen and saw this. So I ask Allah for myself and for each of you again that He grant us success, tawfiq, in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah, out of His generosity and His kindness, that He recognize, record, and reward us for our good deeds, and that He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors and shortcomings, and that He grant us al-thabat, to be firm and steadfast, ala sirat al-mustaqim, beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, until we return to Him, we leave this world and return to Him, in a condition in which we are pleased with Him, and He is pleased with us, and that He grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, filling their graves with light, making them spacious, and granting them protection from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.